and welcome to Beyond Markets by Julius Baer, a series featuring conversations with experts to share recent market developments, key insights, and strategic inputs from around the globe.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kelly Chia, Deputy Head of Research Asia at Bank Julius Baer, and welcome to our weekly podcast. A short update as we are in limbo before the results season with the US big banks reporting later this week. So today we are going to do a rapid fire type of update. Nothing more than 30 seconds for each point. Point number one, S&P 500 performance last week was down 1%. Healthcare, autos, retail, airlines and banks were quite weak. Energy and metals did actually pretty well. Big tech was mixed. Nvidia and Tesla were lower while Meta was up. Point number two, valuations. Today's S&P 500 valuations are about 2% lower than its previous peak in January 2022, just before we had a huge rate cycle. Well, it's not more expensive because earnings actually grew 13% from the peak then. However, looking back in history, stocks are at its most expensive relative to its 20-year history, whichever way you cut it. This means that fall returns can be quite small if you're banking just on the S&P 500. Point number three, seasonal trends. History over a 30-year average tells us that April actually gives us a pretty good return on average. But the month of May and June can be hit and miss because vacation time, honestly, is starting to kick in and investors can square off their positions before heading to the beach. So maybe some selling there. Point number four, in positioning, indicators across both professionals as well as retail investors show that optimism is very bullish and can be a bit extended, as we have highlighted in the previous weeks. In fact, non-dealer positioning are at their highest bullish positioning in the US index futures, believe it or not, in the last 14 years. So basically, everybody's at the party. Point number five, on the upcoming first quarter results season, actually it looks quite comforting on this run. History shows that earnings are usually cut about 3.5% lower from the start of the year to now, but this time it's just about 2.5% lower. Clearly, the companies are guiding the sell side analysts higher, and I think this is quite positive for the upcoming results season. Point number six, back to Japan, we like it that the main indices in Japan have cooled down and are no longer overbought. Companies will start to report their full-year earnings. Do remember their full-year on the 31st of March. So the 1st of April is when they start their financial year again. And the picture is looking quite positive. While almost every other region is reporting negative reversions, just as I highlighted for the US just now, Japan is seeing positive revisions in the last week of up to 20%. Point number seven, we talked about seasonal movements for the S&P 500 just now. What about Japan? In this regard, we are also encouraged. History over the last 25 years shows the months of April to June gives good positive returns. This year should be no different. In fact, performance could be even better as companies are pressured to review more corporate reform plans or face a very, very tough AGM season in the month of June. Final one, number eight, well, bloodletting. What do I mean by that? It's not traditional Chinese medicinal techniques, but brokers have updated us that scores, teams of portfolio managers and analysts covering China, Hong Kong have been fired in the last 3 months. Firing analysts is one thing, but letting go of the portfolio manager implies that they are unlikely to go back into Hong Kong, China markets in any big way soon. In fact, if you were to get the positions from the PM that just got fired, you're likely to sell them on any bounce. So we heard that the funds previously deployed in these markets are likely to be pushed into Japan, India, or reallocated back into US, Europe. This works well towards our positive long-term calls on Japan, India, and the US. So to conclude, US markets are in thin air territory. We would welcome a brief consolidation to set up for a stronger year-end. External factors we highlighted before, likely to be a trigger, but we also think very hard to predict what it is and the precise timing. Japan's slow-moving companies are finally picking up speed, and we should get more as they announce full year results in the next 1 month. So that's all I have for you today. Thanks for all our listeners for tuning in. This is Kelly. Take care, stay safe, and goodbye.
You have been listening to Beyond Markets by Julius Baer. If you like what you've heard, please tell us by leaving a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Subscribe to Beyond Markets on your favorite podcast player to stay up to date with our latest episodes. To learn more about Julius Baer, our people, our latest thinking, visit us at www.juliusbaer.com. We will be back with a brand new episode soon. The information and opinions expressed in this podcast constitute marketing material and are not the result of independent financial or investment research. Please refer to www.juliusbaer.com/legal/podcast for further important legal information.